Your story is called Mi Casa. Mi Casa.
That's right, which actually means my home in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak Spanish. I do speak Portuguese. I was born in Angola, which is Africa, mm-hmm. South-ish, Central Africa. The official language is Portuguese because we've been colonized by Portuguese for a very long time, way too long. And so we kind of unfortunately lost our language. A few people still speak the language, but it's like in the very rural areas. But yeah, so Portuguese has been the language that we speak. I moved to Canada. I do not remember how long ago. But I moved to Ottawa first, and I was there with my dad. He still lives in Ottawa, very cute little town. And after a few years of being there, I did move to Toronto for a very short period of time. It was too much for me. It is too crowded. Then I came here to Seminar, I would say 2 years ago, on and off coming here because my partner, she's been living here for a long time. So we decided to just settle down here, and that's what we are doing here.
What made you open up your store?
Candles. I love candles. When we went to Thailand once, there was a sweet lady just making candles on the side of the street. And she had barely any material, really, and she was just pouring it on the street, and it just looked so beautiful. We tried it, and so I was making it. I said, like, you're natural. And I don't know, it stayed in my mind, and I'm like, okay. So when we got back, I just started practicing, and then I enrolled in a little course online, and that was it for me. I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing. Plus, I think Salmonarm is a small little town, and there are so many parents that want to do something with their children, and there are limited activities that you can actually, you know, kind of have them seated and just have them do something that you can enjoy as well. Because let's be honest, as parents, sometimes you have to do things with our children that we're like, why am I here? But right, so I think it's something that both parents and children can enjoy. And not only, I feel like just as adults, sometimes you just need to relax. And I think it's a very good activity for that. You sit down, you choose your scent, you choose your color, anything that aligns with you. And you make your own candle. And I think for me at least, and I hope with everyone that comes in here, I have the satisfaction of looking back and I'm like, oh, I made that. I actually made that with my hands. It just gives it a very special meaning. That's one of the things that I really hope people feel after having those candles. Yeah, and the soaps.
So you make candles and soaps.
And soaps, that's right. Yes, so for the soaps, we do have different bases because we are not making it from scratch, so we do not use lye. But we do have the candle base, which we have goat milk, and we have honey base and coconut oil base. It does depend on your skin. It depends on if you have moisturized skin, if you have oily or dry skin, it does depend. So I always make sure that the customers choose what they want, just what aligns with them. And once that is done, you also get to choose your scents, your color if you want. Not everybody wants to have any color on their soap, which me personally, I don't. But it depends on the person, and you can do that as well. We have dried flowers and dried fruits, so you can have that little touch of home, and it feels good.
Lavender and such.
Exactly, yes, we do have those dried, so you can, after you have poured your soap or candle, you just add that on top. Sometimes it sinks a little bit in the middle, which is okay, and you can add another one and it will stay.
You have a table out front there with some, they look like little kettles.
Right, so that is the equipment that we use for candle making.
Mm-hmm.
For the little kettles on top of the little stoves are for candle making. So when you get your wax, you put it in there. We do have to measure the wax just to make sure that you're getting the right amount. Because if you don't have the right amount, then you have to reheat the wax and add it on top of what's already made. Can look a little bit weird sometimes. I guess it depends on how long it's been. So we do want to make sure that you have the right amount of wax that will melt into a full cup of a candle, a full jar of a candle. After that, you can mix your scents. Some people just decide, oh, I'm going to have just lavender. And some other people might decide, no, I kind of want to try two scents or three scents together. So we do have the smaller other pans where you can add a little bit of the melted soy and you add the drops that you want just to test it out. See if you like the smell. If you don't like it, then we can discard of that. You don't need it and go on with your experiment. But yes, we are planning on just having all of the classes over there. So it's an open space, so I think it's a good and more homey. We didn't want it to just feel like a working station, but more like you're at home and you are doing your own experiment.
What kind of candles do you usually make? Do you make all kinds?
So we only make on jars. All of them are melt and pour, but it does depend on the size. We have a smaller jar and we have a bigger jar. Let's say for special occasions, let's say Mother's Day or Easter or anything like that, we will have specific molds, which then after you have poured and it has set, you remove it out of the mold and it is the shape that you wanted or the design that you wanted, right? So that's what we do. The bases that we have is soy. We have soy candles, we have beeswax, and we have the little ones. It's mostly for the kids, but all adults can try too. It's called the gel wax. So it is transparent. You can literally see everything that is inside. So you just have to add your decorations on the bottom of the jar, the little jar. You add your decorations as full as you want. And then we add the wax for you. In that case, I will have to do that just because the gel wax is actually very hot. Soy wax is okay, it's not super hot, but the gel wax is a little bit dangerous. So the customer does the decorations and I'll do the pouring just to make sure everything is safe.
Is it beeswax that you work with or different types of wax? And what different types of waxes are there used for candles?
We have the beeswax, white beeswax, because it's easier to work with and it takes longer time to actually burn out. And we have soy wax as well as the gel wax. So we only work with the three for now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you sell candles as well? Or?
Yes. So we do sell our own candles that we make here. Sometimes if anyone passing by can see me actually making them. When there are bigger batches, I do use a different equipment, not this one specifically, just because it's easier to just pour instead of making different batches. And yes, we do also customize scents. So if somebody wants to come in and they're like, hey, I really love that candle, but can I get it in, let's say, mocha or anything like that? We do that as well. And we can do testings as maybe you don't know what you want exactly. So you can just try out a few scents and come up with what you're satisfied with.
How long does it usually take if someone wanted to come in and make their own candles?
So it does actually depend on the size of the candle, but in average, it is total processing time from the moment you walk in to the moment your candle is set and everything. It would take at least 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's what I've seen so far. So yes, because you do have to wait for the candles to set, and sometimes for the decorations, you have to wait for the candle to cool down a little bit before you can actually add them. So yes, it does take 2 hours and 15 minutes for the candles. And for the soap, it's a bit quicker. It's about 1 hour and 45 minutes in total.
And that's why you created this room that we're in right now.
Exactly. So we do have a coffee machine and a teapot. So if you do want to just sit and wait for your candle instead of going out again, you can literally just come down, get the coffee, get the tea, and just sit down and enjoy the time.
Have you had the opportunity to collaborate with any of the businesses that might be interested in having a candle making session? For instance, the Shoe Shop Children's Association or anybody like that?
Not yet. I have reached out to a few of them, which has been good. I'm just waiting for responses, which is okay. I know it's busy and that's okay. But yes, I am really willing to, and I'm hoping that I do get to work with them, because that's also one of the things that really motivated me to open this place. I want to be part of the community. I want to feel like I belong. I do belong, but I need to feel it, right? And a way to do that is connecting with people and helping people and collaborating, connecting. It's really what I want to do, but definitely.
We feel from what we've heard that Silent Arm is a great place for that. I think you'll be finding that.
I think so too. It's been incredibly amazing. Everyone has been so great. All the other businesses around, everybody has come to say hi and congratulate me on opening the shop. It's been really, really supportive and warm. And it's just great. I'm really thankful for everybody.
How long have you been open?
Less than 2 weeks, I would say. Maybe 10 days now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been about 10 days.
From the outside, it's very elegant and very nice to see a shop like this. Have you had people coming in curious about what's in here?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people, actually. Most people come in and they take the card and they're like, oh, we love this place. It is so calming and it's not too packed. It's not overwhelming. It's really good. And I really appreciate that because that was actually one of the things I wanted. I hate going into a shop and feeling overwhelmed. And because it's where I spend most of my days, I wanted that calm and cozy feeling. And I appreciate that people actually feel it and express that when they come in here.
That's something that I do notice, that there is a calm feeling. You walk in and you can just sort of take a deep breath and go, okay, I can relax and think.
And think, yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I like that. I like doing that. Just feels good because I do understand that it gets overwhelming. Sometimes you might want to go and shop and have a relaxing day, but you just feel so overwhelmed with so many things going on. So, yeah, I think I'm good with that.
Are you going to stay with candles and soaps then as you go along?
Yes, so we are staying with candles and soaps, and we do have other crafts like crocheting, knitting. For summer, we will also have pottery, spin the wheel, because our next door neighbor does the sculpting, which is great. I love it. But we did get a few requests about the spin the wheel pottery, so we're getting into that. We just haven't started because we've been having a really hard time getting an instructor. I am not qualified for instructing pottery classes, but we finally found somebody. It's just taking a little bit of adjustments, but we will be opening hopefully by the end of May. We will be having those classes as well.
That's really a beautiful picture there. I was just noticing that.
Thank you. We do have a lot of paintings from Africa that we got from artists from Africa, and we decided we are going to have that showcase here. And again, I think it does have that a little bit of the belonging. I do belong here, but I come from somewhere else, and I kind of want to bring that in to fit as well with me and with the place, because that's what I want to promote. We just need a little bit more of variety. It's been good for the most part, but there is still a bit of hardships not being born and raised here, and skin tone has also been a challenge. But I think these are things that we can work through and educate people about. And I think definitely it's also one of my goals to be able to kind of have that impact on other people who came here and felt some kind of way. I think it all depends on how you're relating to people, how you're talking to them. And yeah, so far it's been good, but I just do want to make sure that nobody's crossing any lines and everyone feels comfortable in the environment they're living.
I think one way to achieve that is sharing an activity such as candle making.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I do a lot in my candle making and soap making classes is I also talk a little bit about the curiosities of candle making and soap making back in Africa, not only in my country, but just in different countries, because there's a lot of things that people don't know, and I think it's important. Maybe it's not important, really. You're not going to do anything with this information, but I think it feels good to get some information about things you never knew about or never even thought about before.
That's right.
Is there any other culture that you've brought over with you?
I would say no. Not really. I would say the food. I make a lot of food for my country, but I don't sell it. Mm-hmm. But I have had a few friends trying, and I think it's been different for them, obviously. But yeah, I think that I express love by cooking. It's one of the things that I just love doing. I'm not saying I'm good. I am just saying I love cooking. Yes, and paintings as well are the things that I did bring over. This piece and others over there. And my partner is a great artist. I don't have any of her work here because she's still warming up to the idea. But we're getting there. There are so many ways of exposing someone to a new thing. And I think the smoother it is, the better. That's my goal.
What about music? Do you play music in here? And do you have any music from Angola? And
yes, I
do. Zaanaar being a very musical town.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, I do. My speakers are charging because I didn't always stay there. But yes, I do play especially jazz. There is a very big community of African jazz in the whole of Africa, especially Kenya, Nigeria, and Tanzania. They have a lot of jazz. And I just love it. It feels great. And also I play kizomba and zouk, which are from my country. Zouk and kizomba are calmer songs that I really like. And they're also dancing songs. It's a partner dance. And it's really good. So I always play and I always have someone asking, oh, that's interesting. That's a nice song. What is it? And I like that because I like explaining that this is my culture. This is... where I come from, that's what we hear, that's what we dance to. And yeah, it's been good so far.
And there's palm wine music?
I haven't heard a lot of it, so it's not like something that I usually go for. Mm-hmm.
My understanding is it's a coastal music.
Yeah. It is, actually. I guess it depends on the area, really. But I have heard really good ones. And I think I do have one in my playlist, one or two. I do try to have as many kinds of songs as possible. I mean, I enjoy music, and especially being here all day, and most of the times it's pretty empty. I like just being in that musical field, and you're just there and all.
Me too.
Yeah, and sometimes one of the things that I like to do is just play with my sound bowl. I do have a sound bowl, and I just love the vibrations that come from it. It's just, it's really good. I can show you my sound bowl.
Okay.
This one is brass. We actually got it from India. Really amazing people gifted it to us about 2 months ago. It is good to like cleanse your energy and just make you feel better. It gives you a sense of clarity anytime you feel like I'm tired or just overstimulated and you can't put your thoughts together. For me, at least, it works so great. So I just like to...
feel it.
Right. Yeah. It's like so vibrating. You just, yeah, it's all over your energy and I love it.
And describing the room out here, you've got your table over there with all your candle making equipment, and then you've got not a bad view across the road.
It's a pretty good view. I like it.
Absolutely. And then a big display area with lots of different things on it.
So soaps and candles, and we do have vases that can get them from different countries. Some of them are handcrafted from people we personally know, but some of them we got off the market from Africa as well. And we do have my favorites, which are these little candle holders, and I totally love them.
They would hold little candles on?
Right. Yeah, you just put your little candle in here and you can burn it up. It's so that it doesn't just spill all over. That's one of my favorite things. We do have the wine holder as well. So all of these are handmade crafts that we had the opportunity or the chance to actually see them and talk to the people, and you want us to sell them. And they're like, of course. And we also do have the woodwork from a local artist. He is amazing, Mike. He is so good. He actually made our displays and our table as well. And we are selling some of his pieces, like the clocks and the mirrors as well. So we are really aiming to work with as many local artists who don't have that space to display their art, so mm-hmm. we can do that for them and get them to have more views and more awareness. People get to know them better. And we do give out their information in case someone wants something more specific or anything, then they can get information.
It's almost like a gallery also.
Yes, that was one of the things that we really wanted to do.
And I see you have a sign. You're looking to hire staff.
Yes, I just recently finally managed to get it on Indeed and at the Shushwa
Work Hub.
Yes, Work Hub. There you go. So now that that's finally out there and I got a few resumes, I'm happy about that. I do need someone who can stay full-time here as we do travel a lot, especially with the kids.
Are your travels strictly in Canada or do you go back to Africa to look for...
Right, so now we do have to go back to Africa more often just because it's easier to scoot the market when you are there. There aren't that many things online that you can actually be like, oh, let me order online and it's going to get here. Sometimes you might be lucky and find some on Facebook because people do post in group chats and all of that. But if not, it's better to go back. But I do have family there and my wife has family there, so we can usually sometimes just talk to them and see if they can go to the markets and find the things that we're looking for, and they send it our way. But yes, we do try to go to Africa at least once or twice a year, yes.
Strictly Angola, or do you visit other parts?
Other parts too. My wife is from Zimbabwe, so we go there pretty often. I think I like it better there. It's a bit better. I like it. But yeah, we go to as many places as we can. We are trying now to kind of get to know more countries. I went to high school in Rwanda, which is one of the most beautiful places ever, although there was a very crazy genocide history. But my dad is from Rwanda, and I went to high school there, and it's literally the cleanest country in Africa and the safest country in Africa as well. It is amazing, and it's such a crazy turn because the genocide happened, I would say, maybe 20 years ago. That was 30.
Yeah.
30 years ago. So in April, starting, I believe, on the 4th of April, is usually what we call Kwibuka. Kwibuka is remember. So it's like a time for reflecting and just thinking about the lives that were lost and forgiving ourselves and each other for what happened. Yes, it's usually in April, beginning of April, so it's a big thing. It's a big part of the culture to forgive. They're very religious and believers that, you know, although it was a horrible event, I think we have to get past it and just live with each other. So it is a very beautiful place. If you guys ever think of going, please go to Rwanda. It is amazing. I love it. Kigali, which is the capital city, is the city of 1,000 hills. It is beautiful. There are other little towns close by as well. They're better for like resorts and going to farms and anything like that, like more active things to do. Yeah, it would be for the smaller towns, but it is a very beautiful place.
My dad used to say that once you've been to Africa, it gets in your blood and you always have to go back.
That is very true. When I hear that a lot, I hear that a lot, and I at first couldn't understand it, but I can. I now can. Because, you know, when you are there and you've never been out of Africa, you have such a crazy expectation of how the outside world is going to be, and you get so excited, and then you get here and you're like, oh my God, okay, it is great. It is, there are better opportunities and all of that, but it is so different and it's so fast-paced and everything just seems to be urgent and you can't relax. Whilst I think in Africa it's more relaxed. You can do things and it's not expensive. There are things that you don't have to pay to do. Like pottery, you don't have to pay to do pottery over there. Yeah, and the culture is just so beautiful. And everyone is just so happy with the little things they have. It's, you don't stress about anything because you're just like,
He'll be okay. He will always be okay. And the sense of community there is just amazing. Amazing. But it depends. Depends on the place.
Do you have a website?
I do have a website. I do have a business card over here with our website. If you just scan this, it takes you directly to our website. And we do have the website on the back as well. www.mikasacraft.ca.
And can people phone in at all? Or?
Absolutely. We do have a phone number, which is through 236-239-5070. We are always open to calls for bookings, for information, anything you need. You can just give us a call and we will be right there. We do have our Facebook account as well, which is Mikasa Home and Crafts. Instagram as well, Mikasa Home and Crafts. And that's, yeah, we're out there now, getting a hold of these internet stuff. Getting better at that.
Is there anything you'd like to say about Mikasa that we haven't asked about?
I think I would like to add that I really want people to come in and feel cozy and feel at home. I think that's my biggest thing. It's belong. Come and belong. That's all, because we are here. We belong. And we love. So come in here with your open heart and make your candles and just feel it. I think you need to feel the experience. You know, some people just do things to do them. I think I really would love if people came here to feel the experience. And I think that's my biggest thing.
Well, thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was really nice chatting with you.
It was really nice. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for coming in. I really love that.